Fiona Kelly is here with a first look at what it says in this morning's newspapers.
There are two housing-related lead stories in this morning's papers. The Irish Times reports on new measures to find accommodation for people fleeing from the war in Ukraine. The government is targeting the owners of an estimated 20,000 holiday homes, some of whom may already have registered but have encountered long delays in being approved because of a logjam in the process, particularly at local authority level. The new system will invite people to register on the offerahome.ie website, which will immediately direct them to the relevant local authority, and payments to those providing properties will be doubled to €800 a month. In its lead story, the Irish Daily Mail, Craig Hughes writes about a radical new plan to give the housing minister the power to rezone land for social homes as a seismic intervention in the planning process. Elsewhere, the front pages, the Irish Examiner runs with the line that Gardaí have been contacted about 32 cases of abuse at Spiriton-run schools in the last 3 weeks. The case being taken by Ian Bailey's former partner Jules Thomas against Netflix over a documentary series about the murder of Sophie Toscan Duplantier generates a lead story in the Irish Independent. Shane Phelan reports that the 73-year-old Welsh-born artist is set to allege that the series sought to portray her as an accomplice in the unsolved killing. For the third day running, the contents of a secretly recorded conversation between Jerry Hutch and Jonathan Dowdall provides the Irish Daily Star, Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun with their lead stories. All papers focus on Jerry Hutch's remarks, which were played out in the special criminal court yesterday, about the Kinahan's desire to become the biggest criminal gang in Europe. Under the headline, DUP's boycott blamed as storm on spending cuts loom, the Irish News leads with a statement issued by the Secretary of State to Northern Ireland, Chris Heaton-Harris, outlining spending cuts for the coming year. For its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph reports that Sinead Murta, the young woman who attracted unwelcome attention for chanting up the Ra when she was having a selfie taken with Arlene Foster at an award ceremony recently, is taking time out from the school where she works in a voluntary capacity in Armagh. And finally, if you didn't see it live last night, the second goal scored by Brazil's Richarlison in their World Cup game against Serbia is captured in all its glory on the front of the sports supplement in today's Examiner. The Tottenham striker scored both goals for his team, but it was the second goal which he flicked off his left foot and after spinning around in the air, scissor kicked with his right foot into the Serbian goal, which was the one to remember. In his match review, Jerry Cox describes it as a thing of beauty that seemed to defy both gravity and logic, which instantly put him into the pantheon of great Brazilian World Cup moments.